Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps, Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Is the team you really want to see on Sunday the Buffalo Bills? I mean, think about that. Browns and the Buffalo Bills. You got one team who folks are talking about as a Super Bowl contender, and you have another team that you're thinking, where is this thing going? Where is it going to play out? How is it going to play out? Can you get a good look at guys? But that's what the Browns have to deal with coming up on Sunday. Welcome, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan playing his role and the role of Andy Baskin today. Good morning, Daniel.
The answer to your question is no. That is about the last team that I want to look at, especially as a team that's starting to figure it out a little bit better, especially on the defensive end.
Yeah, it's exactly what I think, too.
That's the last group of people I want to see, and especially when your defense is reeling a little bit. Oh, here comes a superhero.
Yep.
Yeah, here comes the quarterbacking equivalent of a demigod. Good luck!
Along with enough talent around him that they're pretty potent. They don't have that absolutely elite wide receiver, I don't think. But they have some pretty good wide receivers. They have a competent group. They have good tight ends, and James Cook is really good in the backfield. And that team's rolling into Cleveland coming up on Sunday.
And is Keon Coleman showing up on time for meetings?
He is not.
That's the real question.
He's still trying to find himself, which is understandable, I guess. And as you said, the defense has been playing better, which might be problematic. That's where we're going to go with this one today. And it's this, and I don't mean to jump right into quarterback here, but we're going to. We've talked a lot of Kevin Stefanski the last several days and his situation and where this might go. I don't think there's anything we can do other than just sit tight and see what happens eventually. And do the final three games, does that have anything to do with Kevin's future or not? Who knows? We'll find out. But the next three games might have something to do. Might. With the future of Shedeur Sanders. And that's kind of where we're going to go with this. And it's this. We've seen some stuff. He's made four starts. What have you thought? What's he looked like? Have you been left with more questions or more answers? And I think those questions don't even have good answers to them. If you want to know the truth. Because I think the team itself has made it hard to analyze the play of anybody. That to me has been a really rough thing, Dan.
100%. What I think of him to this point is a guy who is peaks and valleys right now. I feel like that's what I'm truly watching is peaks and valleys. And that's rookie quarterback play at its finest hour. There are some things every single game you look at and you go, damn, that's a really nice throw.
We've seen some of those.
And you see those.
Yep.
And then there are other moments that come very short after that where you're like, oh, that sack was horrendous. Oh, what are you looking at? Like, it feels like I'm watching rookie quarterback play. And I'm watching a guy who is trying to figure out what other teams are doing to him. And a guy who other teams are figuring out what they can do to distract, to make his life harder. I feel like that's what we're watching. We're watching a guy try to figure out what's going on in front of him and understand it as other teams are gaining more tape and understanding how to take away what he does best. And you're just going to ride the roller coaster, and it's going to be peaks and valleys. And if you're going to give me three more games of data, I am going to take all three games of that data. I keep rolling them out there and keep going, all right, give me more tape. Give me more tape. Let me see if you can adjust to what other teams are doing. Let me see if there are things that other teams are throwing at you that you haven't been able to understand round one, but round two, you're starting to understand a little bit better. Let me see some growth. And that's where I am. It's pretty simple. It's rookie quarterback play, and let's see if it looks better at the end of three games than it did in the beginning.
I think this is too obvious to ignore. And I don't think you can just say, well, you know, whoever it is on the schedule, blah, 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 blah. I don't think it's any coincidence at all that Shador's best two games came against teams that are both 2-12. Raiders.
Who are a mess.
Titans.
Who are a mess.
And the games where he was a little more challenged and had a little tougher go of it. The 10-4 49ers.
Robert Saleh, and the well-known defensive coordinator and smart guy.
And the 10-4 Chicago Bears.
Dennis Allen, been around this league a long time.
So, you know, the two games where he's, I think, has had better performances, those two teams have combined for 4 wins. The other two teams have combined for 20 wins. And that's where, you know, you kind of hope, all right, here come the Buffalo Bills. And they're playing for something. And they're getting better. They're doing what teams are supposed to do. If you're going to try and make a playoff run, you get better as the season goes on, and you're primed when you get to late December. And that's where it looks like they're going. And that's why I think this game will be telling. That's why I think the Steeler game will be telling. And the Bengal game, maybe not so much, but still, it's the Bengals. There are three real challenges ahead here for the football team and for your young quarterback.
And I want to see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What this looks like. I'm fascinated by it. Where it's like, are we just going to ride the roller coaster again? Because if it's gone peak valley. So is this going to be a peak, or is this going to be Sean McDermott confusing Shador Sanders, messing with his eyes, him not being able to understand what's totally in front of him and taking bad sacks? Or is he going to understand what's coming his way and be well prepped, well versed, and processing quickly enough to get the ball out fast? And to be able to understand all those things, because it's not like the pass rush for the Bills has been great since Ed Oliver went down. You know, you can gash the Bills' defense. The question is it's a rookie quarterback. It's not meant to be a slam on Shador. It's just the truth. He's figuring this out as he goes. He hasn't seen a chunk of this stuff in the Big 12. He didn't see a chunk of this stuff at Jackson State. He hasn't seen this level of speed and scheme combined. So let's see what this looks like. Jeff, as funny as sounds, I want as much data as I can get. This is just another point of data.
Question. Do these three games play a major role in what you're thinking might be this offseason? I think the Browns are the only ones who can actually answer that for you. And the guys who might be able to answer that for you might not even be the guys calling the shots right now. We don't know about that. Let's just assume they are. If they see things in these next three games against two teams that are fighting for playoff spots, for division titles, everything else, two of those teams, the first two, if your rookie quarterback goes out and plays well in these games, I think it tells you a lot. And I also think if you go out and you have absolute stinkers out of the quarterback, I think that's telling as well, Dan. And, you know, it's not, I don't think it's as cut and dry as this. Yes, he's our starter. No, he's not our starter for next year. I don't think it's that cut and dry, but I think it gets close. If he goes out and plays really well, I don't think there's any question. You can go out and roll into next season with him as the starter and give him more time next year while you develop other areas of this team in the draft. And, you know, you're focusing on other parts of the offense, the line and the wide receiver. And I don't think there's any issue with that at all. But if, let's just say, they go out and they play terribly offensively against Buffalo, against Pittsburgh, against Cincinnati. If it just doesn't work and the guys who are breaking down the tape in Berea see that, wait a minute, the offensive line was okay in this game. The receivers were open, whatever. If he plays a really, if he doesn't play up to the rest of the offense, which has been bad, I think you're going to have to really think about some things next year. And it doesn't necessarily mean draft.
First, if this offensive line finds its way to okay or mediocre, I think we would all do a backflip.
Yeah, would you like to applaud now or what?
I was going to say, if we hit the point where we're all looking at each other going, wow, the offensive line was fine. Like, I'll take fine. Fine sounds fantastic. I think they are going to go into next season with him, A, on the roster, and B, probably as the penciled-in starter, due to the fact that, I mean, let's be honest with ourselves, he's cheap. That plays a huge role when you got a whole lot of money going into Deshaun Watson, and you've got other dead cap hits that are going to hit your way as well. You need somebody in there who's going to be not very expensive, and rookies are cheap. So I think that plays into it. I bet you want to make people really sick. I wonder if he struggles in the last three games, I bet you we hear the words quarterback competition in camp with he and Dylan Gabriel. If you want to, I wouldn't shock me in the slightest.
Don't, you might want to sit. And Deshaun Watson, if he's here, I know you don't want him here. If he's here, well, why wouldn't you? Right? I mean, why wouldn't you? Why would you flat out dismiss him if he's on this roster going into training camp and into the offseason? I would think you're right. If it doesn't go well with Shador, and I think it should be.
No, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't either. And let me throw something out. Bailey Zappe or whatever free agent quarterback du jour you want to bring in to play the Bailey Zappe role or maybe play an even bigger role. There's some guys out there who you know could come in and do a competent job for you playing quarterback. And we see that around the league. Guys are stepping in and being competent on a competent offense. For instance, Kirk Cousins the other night on Thursday. He looked really good. Well, Kyle Pitts had a career game. They didn't even have Drake London. So there are guys who could come in and run the offense if you see in the next three games it's not quite there yet. And if you don't see it in the next three games, I agree with you. You don't have to name a starter.
No.
Heading, you know, and again, the guys who are in charge now might not be the guys in charge when you get to OTAs and everything else.
Good point.
In which case, there's no question it's a competition.
It's a good point. I mean, you might have a different set of eyes in here, and they may even have their guy in here too.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Because you could easily see, we've been down this road enough times in Cleveland and everywhere else in the NFL, where you could easily see a case where the next group of guys come in that they're impressed with, and they look around and they go, well, none of these guys can execute my scheme. None of these guys are my handpicked successors.
I don't like this guy. I don't like this guy.
I don't want to deal with Dylan Gabriel's height. I don't understand quarterbacks who can play at that short of a level. And I don't like Shador Sanders, whether you want to say it's his fan club that follows him around, or frankly, I don't like Shador Sanders play on the field. And I don't think that's something I can win with. And I don't like Dylan Gabriel checking it down all the time. I need somebody who could do that. Like, we've been down this road enough times in Cleveland to know that that GM and that coach, the first thing that they're going to do is possibly come in and change the quarterback.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.